This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
Feisty, fearless, and fair. She's an Emmy-winning journalist from the White House to war zones, telling all sides of the story. This is The Rita Cosby Show.
Lovely Rita, meet a maid. Nothing can come between us. When it gets dark, I tow your heart away. Standing by a parking meter.
Well, it has been a busy week at the courthouse. We're going to talk later on in this hour on the Rita Cosby Show about President Trump's very busy week, where we saw lots of discussion about salacious stories. We heard porn stars. We heard about different other celebrities who've had stories that were suppressed or elevated by the National Enquirer. But what we haven't heard is, where's the crime? We're going to talk about that later on this hour, because there's a lot going on, and it's the first time we have seen a former president in a criminal case on trial. And so far, I'm going over this. I was expecting there to be some bombshell, and so far I have been underwhelmed versus overwhelmed. That is for sure. Meantime, also on college campuses, I cannot believe what we're seeing, what we're hearing tonight at Columbia. Yeah, they still have the tents up. They have been given deadlines two or three different times, and the protesters there don't seem to be wanting to go anywhere for now. They're like, too bad. And in fact, they're kind of doubling down. They really are quite gutsy. They're like, you know what? No. We're not going anywhere. And in fact, the students at Columbia University are saying the whole world is watching us. We're sort of leading this protest movement. And because of that, we got to really hold fast. And they're telling the university that they can't have anything to do with any sort of Israeli company, that they want the university to divest, that they wanted to not have anything to do with any Jewish company or Jewish business or Jewish attachment. And boy, have we seen some revealing comments coming from the leader of the protests there at Columbia University. You know, you can always kind of tell who somebody is by who they hang around with, right? And if you look at this guy who is leader of the protests at Columbia University, boy, oh boy, are our students in big time trouble. Obviously, there are some that clearly agree with this guy. There are some that are clearly just being led by this guy. Either way, this guy that is there at Columbia University, he's like a cancer. I mean, some of the things he has said are so anti-American, so anti-Israeli, and just so despicable. And it's shocking that this is the guy that he's plain to see. Like, if somebody, you know, is full of hate, you know, they're not even hiding these people. It's not even like some of them have the little masks on, like it's still COVID. But a lot of the others don't. I mean, he's right there full face. And there's a video that came out of the so-called leader of the students there at Columbia University that I think sadly puts it all in perspective. And if you don't think this is hate speech, I don't know what is. Here he is calling for the evisceration of Jews. And this guy's name, by the way, is Kaimani James. He goes by he, she, they, are his pronouns. And in a video that came out that he said not that long ago, he said that Zionists don't deserve to live. And then they came back and said to him, oh, yeah, surely you don't mean what you say. Oh, no, I actually do. And he doubled down and tripled down. And this is the guy who's the so-called, quote, negotiator there for the students at Columbia University. It is disgusting. And there's a big difference between free speech and hate speech. And we're seeing hate speech in this case. And, you know, at first I thought maybe some of these were like little sheep just kind of being led around and just kind of making these statements and not really understanding. Yeah, there are people out there who say they don't really know about Hamas, but they think it sounds cool to say it. Or do you know really what happened? Well, not really. There are a few of those. But the more and more I hate to say this, as they clearly can't be that stupid. I mean, they got to know what's going on and what happened on October 7th. They got to know what clearly happened since then. And they have to know the fact that Hamas is still holding all these hostages, including six Americans, by the way. There's at least about 130 hostages that are still being held. I mean, they can't be that ignorant. So my feeling is now I'm actually really concerned. At first I thought, okay, maybe this is just some bizarre fad. I was trying to give them the benefit of the doubt that maybe they really didn't mean what they were saying and what they were doing. But now that I see they are being educated, if you will, they're doubling down, they're tripling down. And it seems like this week, there have been so many people out there that have been coming out to these different schools across the country. Now we're seeing them in California. We're seeing them in North Carolina. We're seeing them in Colorado. We're seeing them in Atlanta. Certainly a lot in the New York area. And now I'm really feeling like, wow, maybe they're just some sheer evil that is growing up in our colleges. And that is really scary. There was an arrest today that took place on one of the campuses, and it turned out it was a faculty member who was now charged with assault. How nice is that? Assaulting an officer. Bravo. What a great role model these people are. And then you look at some of the history of some of the different professors that have been hired at these various schools through the years, whether it's NYU or Columbia or a number of these other ones, and you go, okay, well, maybe the apple doesn't fall so far from the tree. Maybe they really are looking at the tree and going, God, that tree looks pretty good. Even though we might think the tree is loony kazoony, I certainly think he is or she is. In the case of the person who got arrested, it's a woman for assaulting an officer. You know, and then they were screaming at the officers for taking her away. I mean, if you saw it, I thought, oh, my God, who is this person who broke into campus? And then you find out, no, it's a professor. I mean, no wonder these people are shaped and this is their mindset and they're so strident. If that's your professor who you hopefully look up to, I looked up to my professors when I went to school. I don't think I had any loony kazoonies like that, but I certainly looked up to them and admired them. And, you know, and then you suddenly see they're like dragging this person. I'm thinking, oh, my God, somebody broke in. Somebody broke into the school. No. Somebody's been there for years teaching our young people, and it's a professor. And that's what's happening. There is a rot within our schools. And I actually don't think now it's sort of this innocent group. I think it's this festering anti-Americanism that is just really exploding now across our campuses. And I am downright concerned because we got that. We got an open southern border. We've got a president that's waffling on Israel. We got the world on fire, you know, and it's like it is a formula for disaster. 1-800-848-9222. 1-800-848-9222. And you are listening to The Rita Cosby Show on this busy Friday night. Well, first off, here is the student leader of the encampment, as it's called. I guess it's the Columbia University Autonomous Zone, right? So this guy, his name is Kaimani James, and a video has uncovered of some of the things he said, and listen to just the hate spewing from this guy. It really is disgusting. Take a listen.
Be glad, be grateful that I'm not just going out and murdering Zionists. They don't deserve to live comfortably, let alone Zionists don't deserve to live.
That is shocking. And then he was asked, and he doubled down, and then he was asked again, and he tripled down. So he's not backing away from the comments, although we're hearing in the last few hours, now he's saying some of his words were taken out of context, because now he's being exposed, if you will. boy, what a disgusting array of comments from somebody who is the student leader at that encampment. That is really downright scary. And here is Ted Cruz, Senator Ted Cruz, who earlier today was on Katz and Cosby with me and the great John Catsimatidis. And he was saying, you know what? These people who are not citizens and they're spewing hate against this country and spewing hate against our ally. Well, maybe, you know what? It's time that we say, see ya. You can't come back to America. Listen to what Senator Ted Cruz had to say.
Absolutely, yes. Look, it is straightforward how sane, rational administrators, how sane, rational elected officials, how sane, rational law enforcement would handle this. Any so-called protester that threatens violence, that threatens the safety of another student, should be arrested. They should be prosecuted. If they are a student, they should be expelled. If they are a professor, they should be fired. And if they are not American, if they are from a foreign country, they should be deported. When you see radicals that the Biden administration is letting into this country chanting death to Israel and death to America, we have no obligation to welcome people to this country who chant death to America. You don't have an entitlement to come in on a student visa. And if you're here as a radical wishing death on the American people, you need to get the hell out and go back to the country you came from.
I agree. What the heck are you doing in this country? And let's see how long they last by doing that kind of stuff over in Gaza. I'd say about 5 seconds. 1-800-848-9222. 1-800-848-9222. Let's go to Mike. Line three, from good old South Carolina, since I'm a Gamecock. Go ahead, my friend.
Right on. South Carolina Gamecocks. All right.
Actually, they had a great year, too, by the way, Mike. I can hold my head high.
Oh, definitely. Women's basketball and, definitely. And I love my sports and I love my music, you know. Rita, it's amazing that we have the rhetoric, devilish rhetoric, demonstrations at campuses, you know, Ivy League schools, what happened at Yale, now Columbia, and hate to America. Death to America, death to Israel, outrageous. And I agree 100%. And Donald Trump mentioned it, our next president. Hey, you know what? He's going to start deportation proceedings immediately. You know, 10 million people that we know of, right, Rita, that we know of.
Although, let me ask you a question, Mike. And listen, I do believe clearly that's his intent. That's going to be hard to track these people down. I mean, a lot of them, like you just said, 10 million we know of. We know that there's a whole bunch of these gotaways that we have zero clue about. And a lot of these people just kind of integrate into society. It's going to be very hard to start rounding some of them up. And there are some bad folks clearly out of that group. By the way, I don't know if you heard, Mike, earlier today, a really interesting discussion because John Catsimatidis and I, we were talking on Katz and Cosby. We had Gordon Chang on, the great Chinese expert. This was stunning. Our jaws dropped because in the middle of the conversation, I asked him about these Chinese migrants that are crossing the border because they have been crossing at record pace. And I think it's about 124,000 or something. It's an enormous amount, more than ever before. Well-dressed Chinese, middle-aged men with suitcases on. And you don't just leave China, especially like in a big group like that. Something's up. So we asked him. And he said, yeah, they're preparing for something in this country. And he said that he has reports that they've been at the firing range doing like training in different locations in America. I mean, Mike, if that isn't chilling, I don't know what is. Go ahead.
If that's not chilling and despicable, I don't know what is either, Rita. And it's amazing. But if I can, I always try to get to my point. Some people linger and drone on and on and on.
Not you, Mike. Not you, baby.
I hit the point, you know, I'm an old hardball player, baseball, and I, you know, make contact and hit the ball hard, you know, and make the plays. Rita, I got to say this. Eric Adams, the uprisings in New York City, all the urban areas in the country, where is he? Where is he?
Well, this is interesting, Mike. What I will do after the break, we actually talked to Mike Adams. Where he is was he was with me and John earlier today. We did a big exclusive interview with him. And to his credit, he has been speaking out about the protests. Do I wish he could do more? Yes. But I will say, overall, he's actually been quite good on the protests. And he really was passionate. And he's been out front saying how despicable some of these protests are. The problem, he says, it is a tough battle over like turf wars. He said they can't just go in. The city can't just go in like they did the one day. Remember, they went into one of the New York campuses and they did it because I think it was Columbia University the first or second day because they asked for it. But since then, they haven't asked for it. So unless they're asking, because it is private property, he can't necessarily send the NYPD in. And you could tell every time they go in, it's all breaks loose. I wish we could just kind of turn on the sprinklers. That might be a good solution. Let's see how long those $500 tents last. After that, they'd be like, woo, flying in the air, you know, especially with a good sprinkler system there. Hey, it's raining. Why is it only raining right here on this patch in Columbia? But he says his hands are tied at some of the things that they can and cannot do. So I'll play some of that actually after the break, Mike. Stick with us. 1-800-848-9222. And you're listening to The Rita Cosby Show on this Friday night.
The Rita Cosby Show.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It's the Rita Cosby Show.
Well, you know, I wish they were walking on sprinklers versus on sunshine, because that's what these students deserve, especially when we hear the vile language coming from the leader of the group. 1-800-848-9222. Let's go to Al. Line 4. Al, it's really just, I think, deplorable that these are the leaders that our young people are following. I mean, that's a scary situation.
Yeah, Rita, thanks for taking my call. Yeah, unfortunately, the president of Columbia University, when she was in front of the congressional panel in Washington, she wasn't the worst, but when she's come back, she's been indecisive. She's in a rock and a hard place. But, you know, the mayor, I don't think the mayor Adams has done a good job. I think whoever he's speaking to, he changes his tune. Like today, he was speaking to a conservative WABC quorum. So he's going to tell them, you know, what they want to hear pro-law enforcement. But then if he's speaking to another crowd, he changes his tune. So I think he's very indecisive. He should be doing more. And also, a lot of the Jewish leaders, like Chuck Schumer, Dan Goldman, the heir to a fortune, who's a congressman, a first-term congressman downtown, he should be speaking out. They're not there.
Yeah, by the way, I agree. They definitely should be speaking out loud and clear.
Rita Cosby is on. The Rita Cosby Show presents Back the Blue.
And this Back the Blue segment is sponsored by the great GoyaCares.com. Because you are a precious gift from God, be sure to check out GoyaCares.com. They do so much to combat human trafficking and instill the values of faith and family. GoyaCares.com. And everybody, this powerful story coming from Massachusetts, where Chief George Nichols is pleased to announce that two police officers there were honored for saving a man's life last month. It happened in early March, and two police officers, along with members of the local fire department in Dighton, Massachusetts, responded to the report of a man who was severely injured while cutting down a tree. Officer Almeida was the first one to get to the scene. He observed a man suffering from very extensive injuries to his head and also his leg. Well, it became clear to the officers that were there on the scene that this was a very serious injury that needed to be treated immediately. Both officers worked to provide life-saving medical aid, which included the use of multiple tourniquets to the victims until paramedics arrived. Then he was transported by ambulance to a local hospital where his leg was later amputated. On Wednesday, members of the Dighton Board of Selectmen honored the officers with letters of recommendation. The chief said that these two officers and their unwavering dedication to serving the community is exactly what law enforcement should be doing, and they're exemplary examples of it. These officers, he said, relied on their training that they acquired throughout their years of service, and their quick action undoubtedly helped to save this man's life. What a powerful story of them being there in the nick of time, and bravo to these two great officers and all the officers who train every single day and have to deal with so many different situations. We love and appreciate our law enforcement and love shining a light on them every night here on The Rita Cosby Show. Well, earlier today, John Catsimatidis and I spoke with Mayor Eric Adams. Mike from South Carolina was asking, where's Mayor Eric Adams? Well, he's with us, talking to us. And he was talking about the protests. He talked about what's going on with the budget and all this other stuff. And here's my question to him. I was asking him about what can we do with some of these really hate-filled protests that are brewing up college campuses around the country, but especially in New York City.
I want to switch gears up, Mr. Mayor, and also ask you about protests, too, because yes. What can we do to clamp down on some of the protests where obviously there's free speech, but yet at Columbia, the president there has said, OK, we'd like you to be off in 24 hours. They didn't move. Then she extended another 48 hours. They still haven't moved. What can you do? And especially some of these protests have gotten out of hand at some of the schools where we've seen the videos of them chasing police officers, or in one case, there was an officer who was hit with a bottle and a chair. What can we do to get a handle on this before it gets worse?
And I'm glad you said that, because there's something that's taking place right now. I don't think we've ever witnessed in our city. The closest thing I think we witnessed was when Reverend Sharpton was stabbed during the Yusuf Hawkins case. We protest in this city, and this is part of our fundamental rights as Americans. That's what makes us really special, is that you have the right to protest the right, as Dr. King once said. But what we're seeing now, I don't ever recall, and maybe you guys can tell me, but I don't ever recall protests where you call for the destruction of a people. Will you celebrate terrorists who committed a violent, barbaric action? To have people that are protesting with signs and chants of destroy Jews, kill Jews, I am Hamas, I celebrate Hamas, that has never happened in this city before. And that is what I find disturbing.
Well, and I'm glad he finds it disturbing. And listen, to his credit, he has been quite vocal in support of the Jewish students and speaking out about it. He was getting harassed the other day on a flight, which I don't think is appropriate to do to the mayor of the New York City. This person got in his face and started screaming free Palestine and all this stuff as he's on a flight coming back from a trip. I mean, I think it's ridiculous. So he has been vocal. And in fact, just happening a little bit ago,
I was also seeing that New York Congressman Richie Torres, Democrat also, is working on a bipartisan bill. He is doing it with Rockland County, New York, Republican Congressman Mike Lawler, Republican again. So Democrat and Republican, working on a bill. It's called the Columbia Act, named after Columbia University, which says that there could be independent monitors assigned on college campuses to colleges where there are federal funds accepted. In other words, they're going to monitor to make sure that there's no hate spewed on that campus. And if there is, guess what happens to your federal funds? They get yanked. I think it's great. And I actually think it's about time. It should have happened on day one when we saw these protests. So far, at least some members of Congress. And listen, Mike Lawler has been out there. Anthony D. Esposito, also Nicole Malliotakis, a number of them have been out there. It's really just stunning to see a lot of the people on some of the other side. There have been some Democrats like the mayor and Richie Torres, and also Governor Hochul's also been vocal about it, too, supporting the Jewish citizens and students, especially, and combating anti-Semitism. But then there's been a lot of other ones that have not said anything. And earlier today, when we were talking with Mayor Eric Adams, to his credit, remember, he's an African-American. This is what he had to say. It was interesting because he said, we have to really clamp down on hate. And he highlighted something that I've thought about, too, because if these protests happened on Howard University, HBCU school, and African-American school, and Howard's a great school. A lot of big, a lot of people have come out of Howard. They've done some great jobs with education there. But can you imagine if there were people like with signs saying we hate black people on Howard University? They'd last about 5 seconds, whether the students tackled them or the faculty tackled them or the president of the university tackled them. They'd be calling in the D.C. police like 5 seconds. Where are you? Hurry up. And yet Mayor Eric Adams said that he can't go into Columbia. They can't send the NYPD unless they are asked. And when they did, they were met with a lot of resistance. And so far, guess what? The 10 cities staying there. But here's what he had to say about why it's important that we all combat hate. Because he said, just juxtapose Jewish for African-American. Listen to what he had to say.
You can't harass students, because if you harass students, and I say to the African-American listeners on this show, just go back and look at Little Rock, Arkansas. See those young children trying to go to school when we needed the National Guard to protect them. So let's replace the term Jewish and put any other group. How would we feel if someone was saying to African-Americans, kill African-Americans or kill Italians or kill Sikhs or any group? Put ourselves in that place. And that is why we need to be very clear on what's happening here and the level of anti-Semitism that seems to be pervasive throughout this city and country, if not the globe.
Yeah, that's a great point. Very, very important that we all got to stand up against this horrible, horrible hate. Let's go to Ted, line 3. Ted, your thoughts about all this?
What I want to see. A lot of Navy jets were supersonic, and the first supersonic Navy jet was a vigilante. What I want to see is vigilantes. I want vigilantes to take the Chinese people who are shooting and take them and send them back where they came from.
Vigilantes? What do you mean? Wait, Ted, hold on. Ted, what do you mean by vigilantes? You're saying you want vigilantes? What? Like to what? Round them up and throw them on the other side of the border? I'm a little confused sort of what your strategy is. You know what? You want Clint Eastwood to come in? What are you talking about?
Well, basically, that's what's going to happen.
Why? Because you think the government's not going to do it?
I don't think the government can do it.
By the way, I think they can. They just don't want to, at least not this administration. They don't want to. I think if it was another administration, we might all feel differently. But this administration, I don't know if they got it in them. What are you imagining? What are you imagining? Like that they come in and start rounding them up? And why did you just, obviously I brought up the Chinese, but there's a lot of people in here that we have no clue about. I mean, they're from
over 100 countries that are coming in, and some of them countries that clearly don't wish the best for America. Your thoughts?
My thoughts is there has to be agents, there has to be things have to be studied and see what's up. What are these people doing? Are they causing calamity? Are they causing hate? I'm afraid to go down the street because I have a broken leg. What am I going to do? Have a migrant come and attack me?
Yeah, no, I hear what you're saying. It's a scary time. It is a very, very scary time. And in fact, guys, there's a story that's in the New York Post about a former federal prosecutor. He didn't want to put his name in there, but he was punched in the face, he said, by a brute while he was riding the subway on the Upper West Side, an attack that he says it shows him that New York City is not a safe place. He's a 56-year-old attorney, former federal prosecutor, and he said after this, he just couldn't believe it. The guy just came over, he takes his hand, folds it up into a fist, and suddenly punches me, he said, in the side of the face and kind of knocks my glasses off. It was clearly a solid smash in the face with my right hand, right fist. My jaw is still kind of sore today. He spent 12 years sending gangsters and white-collar criminals to prison in New York. And he said, I feel like we are back in the bad old days. He said he was completely taken aback. And, of course, we've seen all these cases of these women with these sucker punches. There was a story recently that there were 50 cases of these random sort of sucker punches happening to women in downtown Manhattan, all since the beginning of this year. It's these random, horrible crimes and a lot of like mental illness and a lot of repeat offenders. I mean, that was one of the things that also we heard today from the mayor, because the mayor was saying, listen, there's about 500 people, he said, that have committed over 7,000 offenses. I mean, do the math. Obviously, you got to get these repeat offenders off the streets. Why are they repeat offenders? Why are they being allowed to be repeat offenders? They should not be. Let's go to Joe in Lynbrook. Joe, this is Rita Cosby, line 5. Go ahead, Joe.
Hi, Rita. I'll start out this way. Didn't Columbia University hire a former terrorist?
Yeah, the murderer? Weather Underground.
Yes, that was pardoned by one of your colleagues, the former governor.
Who are you referring to?
Andrew Cuomo. He pardoned her.
He's not one of our colleagues. I'm not sure what you're saying. He's a former governor. We've had him on. And obviously, I don't agree with that. I vehemently don't agree with that, that you should pardon somebody like her. But what's your point?
Well, the point is, what do you expect these kids to do? They're being taught by somebody like that. And her son, wasn't her son the former district attorney of San Francisco?
Yeah, no, you're right. Absolutely. Boudin is her last name, and you're right. Chesa Boudin then, of course, became the radical of all radicals, district attorneys in San Fran. And Joe, to your point, you know it's a bad day when San Francisco says you're too radical. You know, I mean, that's really bad. They actually recalled him. He was one of the few people who actually got recalled, remember? I wish they would do the same thing with Gascon and many others across the country. But your point is a very good one, that these people, first of all, I don't agree she should have been pardoned. I disagree, obviously, with Governor Cuomo that he had done that. I think that was an enormous mistake. I don't think you pardon people who are committed, convicted of terrorism or cop killers, for that matter. I think, there are special crimes that people deserve to be behind bars for the rest of their lives. And that case was just a horrible case, the Brinks case, too. I know exactly what you're talking about. The other issue is also, Joe, is you're right. First of all, I remember when she got hired, I'm thinking, like, who is hiring this person? Like, who, when you see the resume and you know who it is, who would actually hire these people? I mean, what is wrong with these schools that they actually somehow think that they would hire these people? There's also this guy, Professor Mossad, and he is at Columbia. This guy, if you look at his background, I mean, he's all for, saying a lot of stuff that's very anti-American, very bashing and disgusting of Israel. And as far as we know, he's still there. I mean, after all the attention And after, just like you said, with the Boudin case and some of these others too, have hired, there's other schools that have hired them. I mean, what is wrong with these schools? And what is wrong with these school leadership, Joe, that they actually think these are the people that should be coming in? Your thoughts?
Well, you tell me. You're smarter than me. I'm just a dumb old retired cop from New York City.
Well, hey, by the way, Joe, I love you even more. No wonder I love you, Joe. Where were you a cop?
Well, I'm not going to say it. NYPD. But, and as for, now, getting to that, as for Eric Adams, yeah, listen, don't get me started with him. I was on a job. I didn't work for him, thank God, but I was on a job, but he's a snake oil salesman.
Well, Joe, everybody has different opinions. I will just say that, obviously, our feeling is when you have the mayor on, you know, I'm always going to be gracious and always respect the office. And I will say I am happy, at least on protests, he has been very vocal about these student protests, to the point where he's getting shouted down by these pro-Palestinian people on planes. And when he walks down the street, they're screaming at him, too. So they don't like it. Obviously, there's more that I do wish would be done, to your point, too. But I would tell you, I'm glad at least he's speaking out, at least on the protest stuff. I think he has had a pretty good moral clarity on that. 1-800-848-9222. And everybody, will continue your calls after the break. And Joe, thank you for your great service. You know how much I love the NYPD. You made some great points. Thank you.
It's the Rita Cosby Show. This is the Rita Cosby Show.
Well, these protesters give universities a bad name, that is for sure, and some of the faculty. We're also hearing more about who are some of the funders. I mean, a lot of it is coming from some of these different foundations. Some of the tentacles leading to George Soros. We're hearing also potentially foreign funding coming in. And that is because these universities and many of the professors are also very susceptible to outside funding. The other issue is, too, is that the student activity fees. This is interesting. You know, when you sign up for a school, they say, okay, you have to pay like your annual student activity fee. And if you are a bona fide age, you know, group or organization on campus, you know, the free this, whatever, and it hasn't been like blacklisted for a crime or something like that prior to this, well, then you are allowed to get some of the funds from these student activity fees. So how bizarre is that? When you think about it, that means that some of these Jewish students that are paying, everybody who pays has to, it's a required that you got to pay the student activity fees. I mean, they're actually funding some of these crazy groups, because I think it's like dozens of groups just on Columbia campus alone that are sustained, at least in part, by some of the activity fees coming from all the students who have to donate, you know, prerequisite when they go to school there. And you always say, okay, well, it goes to all these eight groups. You never think that it's going to be going to loony kazoonies like this guy, like this Kaimani James and his group. 1-800-848-9222. 1-800-848-9222. Let's go to Russ, line five. Russ, your thoughts.
Wake up. Rita's on the phone. I'm sorry, Rita. My wife wants me to call. I'm sorry.
Wake up. Who's that? Who are you waking up there? Your wife?
Yeah, she's sleeping in the other room, but she,
oh, you got to wake her up. If you're on with me, you got to wake her up.
Yeah,
that is important.
All right. But the question I want to ask you, Rita, real quick: will these student demonstrators be going to Chicago for the Democratic convention in July? And secondarily, will you be cheering them on then?
Will I be cheering them on? No, I will not be cheering them on. And I'll tell you two things. First off, I think that, yeah, they will be, because some of them don't even have to travel there, because one of the crazy groups, Russ, that came out the other day, remember, it was like the Death to America.
The name of the group was like DNC 2024 March Up or March something. So they're based in Chicago, where the Democratic convention is in August. So they're going to be there already. You can clearly see that it's going to be all over the place. And secondly, I will not be cheering it on because I don't like anybody who's spewing sort of this vile hate about any group. And I think, you know, Democrats, Republicans, it's America. You have a right to speak your mind. But when they start shouting and blocking roadways and blocking places and shouting death to America, death to Israel, that's where I draw the line.